Chapter 11. A Confession.
3 days later, at Holmes's house in Baker Street.
Mr. John Turner to see you, sir.
Please sit down, Mr. Turner. You have Holmes's letter, I see.
Yes. It says you want to see me. That you don't want a scandal. I don't understand.
Oh, I think you do. You see, I know everything about Charles McCarthy's murder.
Then God help me. I don't want James McCarthy to hang, I promise you, Mr. Holmes. But I don't want to hurt my daughter. She loves me so much.
I know. But perhaps it isn't necessary to tell her. Remember, I'm not a police officer. You can talk to me in confidence, Mr. Turner.
The fact is, I'm very ill. I probably have only a month to live. But I want to die in my own house, not in prison.
I understand. We need to know the truth to save James. But we can keep the information private at present. You must write a confession and leave it in my hands until...
You mean, until my death, when you can tell the police the truth?
Yes. Then your confession can save James McCarthy's life.
All right. But please, Mr. Holmes, don't tell my daughter Alice. In reality, Charles McCarthy and I were enemies, not friends at all. He was an evil man. I met him in Australia. I was very poor then. I was desperate for money to pay my debts. I did many things I'm ashamed of now. No one called me John Turner then. I had a different name.
1860s, near Ballarat, Australia.
There's a stagecoach going from Ballarat to Melbourne today, Blackjack. It's full of gold. It's our big chance.
Okay, let's get ready. How many men have we got? There were 6 troopers against 6 of my men. 3 of my men were killed in the fight. I put a gun to the head of the stagecoach driver. That man was Charles McCarthy.
Give me the gold, now!
Oh my God, it's Blackjack of Ballarat. Yes, yes, take the gold, take everything, only please don't shoot me.
I'm not going to shoot you. I don't want to waste a bullet on a coward. After the robbery, my troubles were over. I was rich. I left Australia as soon as possible and came to England to live. Here, no one knew my terrible secret.